So I'm just interested to do that.
I have to get to use my computer to.
Or no. I'm taking it.
Someone turn these on?
Sorry?
Did someone turn these on?
Actually,
Yes.
it was on.
Great.
You asked it to go.
Okay, everybody, well, let's start the meeting. Okay, we've got half an hour for this one. To discuss the functional design.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, okay. So hopefully you've all been working away. And I've put the minutes of the last meeting in the project table. So I guess just to recap on what we did last time. Got to know each other a little bit and got familiar with all the equipment and started to discuss a bit about the project, you know, cost wise, how much money you had to. Just want to tell you that we have three new requirements, which is the first one is that the company's decided that Teletext is outdated because of how popular the internet is. Nobody uses Teletext very much anymore, so we don't really need to consider that in the functionality of the remote control. And they've also suggested that we only use the remote control to control the television, not VCR, DVD or anything else. I think the worry is that if the project becomes too complex, then it'll affect how long it takes us to get it into production, the time to market. So we're just going to keep it simple and it'll just control the TV. And the other thing was that the company wants the corporate colour and slogan to be implemented in the new design. I'm not entirely sure what the corporate colour is. It might be yellow because there seems to be a lot of yellow everywhere.
And the slogan, like the actual written slogan, or just to embody the idea of the slogan?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not sure. Because on the company website, what does it say?
In fashion and electronics.
Yeah, I mean, is that something you want actually written on it? Because it's quite long. Or yeah, just the idea that I'm not sure. So that's something we can discuss as well. So these are the three things, just not to worry about teletext, only control the TV and incorporate the colour and slogan of the company. So, is everybody okay with that? Or do you want me to recap at all?
No.
Right, time for presentations then. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, cool.
Can I steal this from the back of it?
Oh yeah, of course.
Your ideas about the design at the end of the meeting. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to talk or say anything to them.
Okay.
Having a look at the existing products, I found out it tends to come in sort of two extremes. There's either a very complicated one, sort of lots of buttons, lots of colours, very confusing, you don't know what you're doing. In that case, the labelling tends to be very bad, and there's an example I'll show you at the end. So you been in. As you can see, there's a button there and there. This one's prog, sorry, that one's prog, and that one's prog, and doesn't really tell you what it does. I'm not sure if you had a look at the other control map example. It's a very simple one. It's got only the basic functions, but it's the same size as the part used on it. It's a bit clunky, a very big, not very much used for active buttons. And it's very hard to access the advanced functions. There's nothing, for instance, for slow motion button. My own preferences, I prefer the clunky one. It's very easy to use, but unfortunately it does lack the advanced functions, which I quite like having in Windows. So I believe that the advanced functions should maybe be hidden in a drawer or something like that, pulled out from the bottom of it. That's for your preferences. I'm not sure how long we've got.
No, we can chat away for 5 minutes or so, I think, at most, just a couple of minutes anyway.
Yeah, like a lot of what I've read and prepared for this meeting fits in really closely with what Craig's just gone over. So in part, I could give you some of my personal preferences, but I could also add some to this, which is just about sort of market research.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Which is the clunky one? The one on the left? The clunky one is the one on the right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Clunky in what sense? Like heavier, larger?
I think it's supposed to be the same size, but it's got much fewer buttons. It's
nice, it's more just quite
like
advanced.
Kind of, yeah.
Right.
Can you get a little bit of this size?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, I think it's a valid point. I mean, like, the one on the left looks quite quite complicated, and that PROG thing is incredibly confusing. So I see why you know you might prefer the simpler design, but yeah, you don't want to lose out on you know what it does. So maybe you know you get a lot of remote controls where you kind of keep the thing open, and that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good idea.
Do we have any functions we want on it? I mean, so far I've got on and off,
mm-hmm.
Switch the channel off and down, and put the volume up and down.
Uh-huh.
They're just the very basic sequence for TV.
Uh-huh. And then actual numbers for channels as well.
And you say that's a required one or a question?
Which is that?
The channels, like the numbers.
The numbers are yeah.
I would say that's required. I mean, there's no way anybody's going to buy a remote control these days unless you can't actually individually
yeah.
Set a channel. I mean, would anybody disagree
yeah.
with that? What else? So don't need to worry about teletext, don't need to worry about VCR. Any kind of like display controls at all, do you think we need to worry about? You know, like brightness
yeah.
and contrast?
Well, I think essentially what we're doing right now is we're categorizing. We're saying, well, we want this to be a product that offers all the
mm-hmm.
sort of the more tricky features, but we want them to be in another area. Is that right? Is that what we're,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're kind of like sorting, or are we actually eliminating things we just don't want the product to have?
I think, are you maybe kind of thinking what we absolutely have to have and what would be nice?
To start with, shall I get both? We need to find out exactly what we have to have.
Mm-hmm.
And after that we can add things if they're possible.
Okay, right. Well, do you want to maybe just at this point decide on what we absolutely must have as a function of this?
Yeah.
So far, just to recap, we've got volume and channel control.
Volume channel and skip certain times with the cameras.
Right, okay.
Well, one way I would look at this would be that we approach the different controls in terms of like control types, so that for the user it's very clear what they want to do, where they
mm-hmm.
go, and also think maybe a little bit about what we just want to be easily accessible. For example, if we had audio controls, those could be something people set up very rarely. Maybe they're in a little area,
mm-hmm.
but covered up. Things like channel and volume are used all the time, so you just have them right out on the top, very sort of self-explanatory. So maybe we need to think about having three or more groupings of controls, you know, like one which are just the habitual ones that should be right within your natural grip, and others that are also available, and then others that are concealed, something
okay.
like that.
Okay. Well, just to wrap up quickly on this little section. Do you think maybe that's the only kind of essential requirements, and then maybe just things that would be nice if it could do would be things like audio setup and display setup and things like that, maybe like a mute button, that sort of thing. Any other things in there for that at all?
No.
Okay. Alright. Okay, we can move on to the next presentation then, please.
Sure.
Can this come across? Probably not, actually.
So why don't I just pick up and so I can say already, I don't know whether this is for good or for bad, but there'll be a lot of kind of redundancy in the issues and
overlap,
which is maybe not necessarily a bad thing, but what I've already started doing is I created a slide in my presentation here, so that we kind of think, well, what's the cumulative effect of what we've taken from your ideas and mine, because certainly I have a hard time separating things completely.
What you've just told me
impacts a lot on what like market research that I've been. So how do I get this up? Before I bring this up, what I'll just say is what I've done is tried to collect some information so that I can then relay this to you guys, so that it's now becomes a collective thing, and then kind of lead us in the direction of deciding, okay, what are our options, what should we decide, do you know what I mean? So. That makes sense. So what I basically got is I just looked into some information and sort of tried to think about how we could review it and what kind of decisions we could take away from it, and then maybe by the end of just looking at some of these things we can think about what are our priorities, because certainly there's lots of different information to go through. So I'm thinking here about primarily about customer needs, that we start with the customer and what they want and what are the issues with existing products. I think about trends and also about trying to connect that, as you see, with the company vision, which is about fashion and electronics. And then, as I say, we'd like to prioritize our design features from this.
Bouncing on top.
Okay. So this is what I've found here. A lot of this is new to me, so we'll just read through together. Users dislike the look and feel of current remote control. So they find them ugly. Most people find them ugly. The vast majority would spend more money for it to look fancy, as well, we'll see later. The vast majority of people would spend more money for slightly more intuitive controls, such as voice recognition. Okay, we'll look at that in a second. Most people use only a very slim portion of all the controls. So I guess what we're looking at here is people want this technology, they tend to use the most simple controls, and overall they find remote controls to be something they don't doesn't really appeal to them. So I think what we're doing is we're trying to take like for me this is sort of like three different inspirations. You know, one is that we want something that's high tech, but we want it to seem easy, and in spite of the primitive side of it and the very high tech side, we want it to just be an appealing piece of equipment in people's hands. Frustrations, they get lost a lot, as it came up in our last meeting. Takes time to learn how to use them. This is why I mentioned when Craig was showing us some ideas that we actually try and group control, so that it doesn't just look like a big panel, kind of like when you look at, you know, a new computer keyboard or something, but it's quite explanatory if you want audio, if you want visual, and then you have those. And I will admit, I don't know what RSI stands for.
Repetitive stream injury.
Is installing the new remote control something that people...
No, that did not come up at all. So here's another sort of a review here of the main things. I also found most people would, adults at least, would pay more for voice recognition. Now, apparently we do have access to all the cutting-edge technology and remote control, so I don't know if that's possible. We might consider getting into it. And again, here, as we sort of move, start thinking about how we want to sell and market this, I think a recurring theme here is the company wants it to be, wants us to make something that's fashionable and sleek and trendy. People, additionally, aren't liking the appearance of their product, so we want to think about, as we take all the sort of the techie features, how we can put that into a unit which people like. You know, they like the aesthetics and the ergonomics.
So, once in there, looks good and it's easy to use.
Yeah. So, you know, just looking at what Craig's ideas there sort of tell me that maybe what we want to do is try and separate the different things that we want to include in this. So if we do say, well, we want there to be all the technology, but we try and make that almost be like optional technology. You know, it's like I find a lot of TVs these days, something really nice for them is if you want to just turn them on and off, you can. But they have little panels where you click, and there's just like tons of features.
So
you go through.
Group all the different kinds of types of functions together.
And my hope here is that I'm putting out this information so we can then say, okay, well, how do we collectively move on with it? I haven't brought out one specific marketing idea, although my sense is that what we should try and think about is what are the current trends in materials and shapes and styles, and then use that, but not let that confine us technologically.
Okay.
Alright. Any comments on all of that?
Well, one of the things that we have to decide on by the end of the meeting is who we're going to be, who's our target audience, our target market.
Yeah.
So if we want something that looks good and is easy to use but has is fairly powerful product or whatever, who do we really want to aim that at?
Okay. Where's the money? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who would have the money to spend?
Yeah.
Well, if like €25 is our selling price, you can imagine, well, I'm not really sure how much that would retail at. But it's somebody who's not going to just use the remote that comes with their telly, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to actually go out and buy one.
Yeah.
So who do you think we're aiming with that?
I think it'll be the mid-range to high-end market in terms of people, because €25 for a remote, how much is that?
About 16, 17 pounds, I think.
Is that a lot of money to buy an extra remote or a replacement remote?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
So maybe not the high-end range, but maybe middle upish.
Okay.
Kind of, you know, how much? I don't know, I guess you pay about 10 quid for a remote. Like a simple replacement.
Yeah.
I mean, if you lost your remote, then the first thing you just want to go out and get.
Yeah.
This kind of touches on your comments here, David. These are the age groups which we have information on. And this is a table of what people would pay more for a certain feature. Just gives us a rough idea of where the will to spend money on TV equipment is.
Okay.
Mostly focused around the 25 age group.
Yeah. So do you think we're aiming at a fairly young market then?
Yeah.
Sort of young professional.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think then voice recognition is something we should really seriously consider. What do you think, Craig?
Well, did you not say it was the adults that were in the voice recognition?
It does fit with the market that we're sort of identifying in terms of.
I think we are gonna have to narrow it down and say, let's target these people and give them what they want, and because you know there needs to be some kind of selling point to it. So anybody, anything to add, just kind of young professionals, like if we are going to include speech recognition, it's kind of between 15 and 35, seem to be like a really high response to that. So we could say
I think 25 to 35 is fair to add that in as well, because that's more than half your group of people who are willing to at least try and use it.
Okay, so 15 to 35, it's very young, you know, they have good expendable income spend and this sort of thing.
I think perhaps that age group is significant as well, because those are people who use a computer, who are familiar with their, with computers in their everyday work. I think people who are maybe about, I wouldn't say 35, but people who are 40-ish and above now,